I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 19th, 2018 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hoffman?
Here.
Mr. Ruggie?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I'd like to welcome all of our guests this evening. I see a lot of students here for classwork, and we have a scout here for work on a badge, I believe. I think you've probably all found the agendas on the two side tables. And if you have a question during the course of the meeting, you can raise your hand and I will recognize you at an appropriate time. With that, would you please join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, led by Mr. Ruggie?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to our agenda for this evening. I have no additional items at this time. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to schedule a committee of the whole meeting.
We'll make that 10A.
Thank you. That's all.
Other members of City Council? Mr.
Lukey.
Mr. Lukey.
The guy that just did the pledge.
I was just...
We need to schedule a community relations meeting for the purpose of the Lord's request for a Main Street banner.
Okay. Schedule a committee. We'll make that 11 or 10B.
Sure.
Other members of City Council? Mr. Hanam.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I need to schedule a zoning and annexation committee meeting to address two issues. One, Mrs. Capalini has shared with me a conceptual plan that she's been thinking about a while about a Sylvania Trails plan, a walking, riding plan for for the entire city. I'd like to review with council. And the second issue that I'd like to address at that is some legislation that I want to discuss, some legislation that Mrs. Hussman has and I have discussed about creating a special use for medical marijuana dispensaries.
Okay. Is medical marijuana dispensaries in the committee of the whole right now? I believe it is.
That's what our scheduling the committee of the whole meeting is about.
Oh.
Mr. Hanam.
Okay.
We still schedule a meeting because you had two items.
I still need a ZNA committee meeting.
Okay. So that is 10C. Any additional items for members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor, I would also like to add at the end of our meeting this evening an executive session to discuss real estate matters.
Okay. That'll be item 12. Seeing no other items from City Council members, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, you will find on your in front of you at your council places revised ordinances for 8B and 9B from Mrs. Brining. Please substitute those into your council packets. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda for this evening's meeting has been approved as amended. Item four is approval of our meeting minutes from March 5th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes for the City of Sylvania City Council meeting held on March 5th, 2018, as submitted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from March 5th, 2018, as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item five. We have a memo here from Mr. Aller concerning six Hastings Industries 100,000 BTU open space gas morphs air heaters that he would like to list on GovDeals for possible sale or to dispose of if there are no bids. Can you give me a little background on these, Mr. Aller?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. These forced air heaters were in our Parks and Forestry building, and last year, as part of our 2017 capital improvements plan, we put in a co-ray vac system. It's basically a tube system suspended from the ceiling, and it radiates the heat downward.
Okay. That'll be far more efficient. It heats surfaces rather than air. It's the right way to go. Okay. So, Mrs. Capellini, these came out of, or Mrs. Hussman, it's, you may fight over it.
You can have it, please. I would recommend to authorize Kevin listing these forced air gas heaters on govdeals.com.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to list these unneeded obsolete equipment heaters on govdeals.com. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item six, we have the Planning Commission's recommendation on Special Use Permit 1-2018. This is a request from St. Elias Church and Little Miracles Montessori School at 4940 Haroon Road to amend the existing current special use permit. These drawings, I think, were shared with you when it was referred to the Planning Commission. It is to add an additional building on the site to house additional daycare, and it is a standalone building, and it is a big enough modification to a special use permit that it needs to go for approval. The Plan Commission recommended it, but now we need to schedule a public hearing. Mr. Hanum.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move that we set a public hearing on SUP 1-2018 for May 7th, 2018 at 7 o'clock.
Mr. Hanum, we have a photo scheduled for that time.
Oh.
I thought that perhaps Mrs. Booker could move that back to 6:30. That's.
I could do that.
Why don't we do that? That date was hard sought and won. Have you spoken to the photographer yet?
Their phone number is disconnected.
Not a good sign.
I have her cell phone.
Yeah, I believe that it will be reconnected after Easter.
Okay, so let's tentatively have the council portrait at 6:30 and the public hearing for special use permit 1 at 7 o'clock.
So I'll second Mr. Hanum's motion. Did you make a motion, Mr. Hanum?
Yep, I did.
Okay, all in favor of setting the public hearing date for May 7th, 2018 at 7 p.m., indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is ordered to publicly advertise that. That's all that'll happen tonight. Thank you for being here. We do recommend your attendance at the public hearing. Agenda item seven is my request that you confirm two appointments to the Sylvania Tree Commission. One is to appoint a new member, Mrs. Chris Boggs, and to reappoint Lindsay Stow for terms commencing January 1st, 2018 and expiring December 31st, 2020. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we approve the appointment of Mrs. Chris Boggs and the reappointment of Ms. Lindsay Stout to the Tree Commission for the terms commencing January 1st, 2018, and expiring December 31st, 2020.
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointments to the Tree Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those two appointments are confirmed. Thank you very much. Agenda item 8 is the donation of some used Motorola portable radios and chargers to the Sylvania School District. Chief Rodas.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Over 20 years ago, we purchased these portables for use by the police department. Anyways, we purchased these for use by the police department over 20 years ago. Through the past 20 years, as technology grew, we had to upgrade the portables. About 10 years ago, at that time, we handed these down for use by the Police Explorers program. They have, since that time, last year, we upgraded their portable radios, and we found these laying around. So now we really don't have any further use of them. And we reached out to the Sylvania schools, want to know if they want to take these off our hands, and they have a use for them. So it would be my recommendation to council to approve donating these portable radios and chargers to the Sylvania Schools District.
Are the frequencies used the same as police frequencies, and will they congest our airwaves?
No, they won't. No interference will be made. They're basically walkie-talkies. You know,
they talk
radios.
From one to another?
Yeah.
Okay. They don't go through our repeaters or anything like that? Okay. I know that the Sylvania schools were interested in these when they were offered. They will use them for coordination at football games and things like that, is my
special
understanding.
Special events, so forth.
Yeah. All right. Any questions for the chief about the donation? If not, we have an amended 8B, Ordinance 16-2018. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 16-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the donation of Motorola portable radios and chargers to the Sylvania School District, determining said property to be of no further use to the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 16-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 16-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 16-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 16-2018 is approved. For the benefit of our guests tonight, Council went through two motions to approve this ordinance in one night. Our charter requires that all ordinances be read in their entirety three times. That was before we had copy machines and the internet. And the first motion was to waive the second and third readings and to permit reading by title only, since everybody has access to it. The second motion was to pass this in one night. Most ordinances are passed in one night. It takes a supermajority of council, which is 5 out of the 7 votes. Most items are housekeeping items like this, and they do pass. However, if only 4 yes votes were received, it would take an additional 2 council meetings to pass that legislation. We're going to pass another ordinance here in the next council agenda item, 9B, and you can listen to those two motions again. So we are up to agenda item 9. This is an agreement with the State of Ohio Department of Transportation for the improvements on Alexis Road, both the resurfacing and the storm sewer expansion project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The storm sewer project that we've been partnering with ODOT on is very close to being ready to go out for bid. The plans are complete. ODOT is working through some last-minute details on their end of their processes. The total project is estimated at a little over $2.7 million, and the city share of that will be approximately $651,840. We do anticipate it to come in less than that. That number includes some contingency. Our estimate is actually just over the $600,000 mark. But with this process that we're going through with ODOT, they require it's a little over a 5% contingency. So we do anticipate this to come in less. Also, some of those funds, once the project is complete, we will reimburse our capital improvements fund with some water funds, because some of this project is to replace some water lines that are crossing Alexis Road. But rather than piecemeal it and then have to piecemeal it when we get the money back from ODOT, we'll just do it all from the capital improvement and then reimburse the capital improvement fund at the end of the project. So we do recommend moving forward and entering into the agreement. And this will go a long way. That storm sewer system has been in, most of it actually has been in since 1956, I believe it is. And it's time to be replaced. And sections of it are being increased in size. It's undersized. If you imagine what Alexis Road was in 1956 and what it is today, there's a little more development than what there was back in 1956. So we're increasing the size of some.
We have had a few complaints about the size of that. In a very heavy rainstorm, yes. Some parking lots, the lower ones, water does bubble back up out of the storm sewers because the main lines are undersized. Yes. This is designed to alleviate that problem. This one is in the capital improvements budget.
Yes.
And Mr. Schroyer, you have no problem with what Mr. Aller proposed?
No.
Okay. You do have an amended Ordinance 17-2018 that was distributed to your places tonight.
How was this amended?
We put in the proper account numbers. Okay. They were not listed on page 2 of the document. That's the only change.
Okay. I couldn't find it. Now I know why.
Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 17-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement with the State of Ohio Department of Transportation for the Alexis Road Resurfacing and Storm Sewer Replacement Project. Authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $651,840, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 17-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance 17-2018.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 17-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 17-2018 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 10, which is committee reports. We have three agenda adds here. First, to schedule a committee of the whole meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know that Mrs. Hussman has had individual conversations with members of council with regard to the medical marijuana legislation that we've been discussing, and I think she's got some other new things that she'd like to talk about with the Committee of the Whole, so I'd like to schedule that meeting this evening. I do know that we've already got a meeting prior to our next council meeting, Committee of the Whole, public comment for the MOU that we're expecting. So I don't know if we want to tag it onto that or if you'd rather meet sometime in the morning of March 26th and March 20th or March 27th. Okay. So I think if we were to look at that other committee of the whole, it would be a pretty early meeting. We'd be moving into a 5:30.
What about April 16th?
What did Katie say about those 2 dates?
She's out of town.
I'm out of town. Yeah.
What about April 16th?
Do you want to get this done before?
I don't have any sense of urgency to it. I think that that's fine.
I'm not going to be able to attend that council meeting.
Okay.
Are you here that rest of that week?
No, I'm gone Monday through Friday of April 16th for work from out of town.
How about like the morning of Wednesday, April 11th?
It's not good for me. Could we do Monday night the 9th, late afternoon?
I could do Monday night the 9th.
And I would encourage us then to schedule an HR committee meeting that same night.
Okay.
A what meeting?
Community relations.
Okay.
I said.
Zone, could we do zoning at the same
time? Yeah, we could do zoning at the same time. Yeah, I was going to, yeah.
Okay.
Probably zoning first, community relations second, and maybe the whole third, because that, there's a sort of a rolling. Yeah.
So how about if we start at 5:30, would that work for you, Kay? Well, I don't have to be at the first one.
On which day, the 9th?
The 9th.
4:30 at all? I just know I have plans in the evening and after.
What, how late, how early?
I have people in town I'm meeting for dinner.
Oh, that's not good.
And I don't have an actual time yet, but I can't say like, I'll see you at 9 o'clock for dinner.
Well, you could if you lived at my house.
Or mine, yeah.
The 10th, 9th, the 9th early or the 10th is just a possibility.
I could start as early as 4 that day.
Okay. We're still on the 9th.
Yeah. Could you do that then for yours?
Or
let's do community relations at
If we moved 4. It to Tuesday, could we start at 5? The 10th? Does that work or not? Okay, let's see this line up on the 10th and then start at 5. Is that okay?
Yeah, I might be a little late, but that's okay.
Can we do 5:30?
We could do 5:30.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. That's even better.
Okay. So 5:30.
So what do we decide the order of the meetings are? Community relations first.
Is that right?
So no.
Zoning was first.
Zoning first. Then community relations.
Can we schedule, and we'll do what we always do, which is notice them all for 5:30, right?
Yeah.
So we could roll one into another.
Yep.
And then committee of the whole after that.
After that. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Just so I understand, the specific provision regarding medical marijuana that I was talking about was about a special use. Are we talking about a broader topic than that?
I don't believe we are.
Okay.
I think we're having a committee of the whole for the purpose of discussion of medical marijuana. There should be something else for this, but there are no expected guests or anything like that. It's a discussion among councilmen.
Okay, so yeah, the topic that I would want to address at that would be creation of a making medical marijuana dispensaries a special use in designated zoning districts, ones which I think are probably where you would currently think they would fit within the zoning code. I'm not sure I think our zoning code currently allows for those, but I think we ought to discuss whether we want council to approve those.
Thank you. I think that's the agenda. You're on the same page there.
All right. Since we're setting so many committee meetings, let's just have a motion to set all three of those committee meetings, including the committee meeting of the whole, starting at 5:30 on April 10th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those three committee meetings are set.
And, Mr. Mayor, those will all be in council chambers, right?
Yes. I believe that brings us to the end of our council agenda items other than an executive session. I refer council to the information items before we go into that. You can see there's a copy of Resolution 18-2001 concerning annexation permit petition 2018-1. That public hearing is set for May 1st at 2 p.m. down in Government Center. There's also a public information meeting set, or property owners and business public information meeting set for the work on Alexis Road. Mr. Aller, anything to add on that?
No, it's a large enough project that we just thought it would be a good idea for us to have an information meeting with the property owners and let them know what's coming. So.
Okay. And then the minutes of the Board of Architectural Review, Plan Commission, and Bank Reconciliation. All right, at this time, I entertain a motion to go into executive session for the discussion of a real estate matter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capolini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
It's 4, 5, 6, 7 votes to go into Committee of the Whole executive session for the discussion of a real estate matter. Executive session means that it's a closed door issue, so your work assignment is done for the evening out there. This is a pretty short council meeting. The council will not be taking, I don't believe will be taking any action when they return from executive session. I believe I know what the real estate matter is that Mr. Hanum wants to address, and you're welcome to wait out in the lobby, but I don't think there'll be anything here for you when you get back. So we're going to take a couple of minutes before we do that. If you have reports that need to be signed or anything like that, bring them on up, and we'll reconvene in executive session in about 10 minutes or so.
So moved. Second.
Yes.
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 Yes.